welcome to On the Same Page, a new podcast from the Jefferson Madison Regional Library to keep you up to date and on the same page about what's happening at your library. Thanks for tuning in. We're your hosts, Abby
and Erica,
librarians at the Central Library. Today, we'll be talking about Library Card Sign-Up Month, what we're currently reading, and we'll sit down with Nita, young adult librarian at Northside Library, to discuss the makerspace there.
September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. If you don't have a library card, you can easily obtain one in just a few minutes at any library location. Just bring a valid photo ID and proof of your current address if that is not on your ID. This can be a lease or a piece of mail or anything with your address on it. Anyone who lives in Charlottesville, Albemarle, Greene, Louisa, or Nelson can get a library card for free. With your library card, you can check out books, movies, and magazines, or use any of our online services. Cards are valid for 3 years.
Applications for library cards are available in all library locations as well as online at jmrl.org. If you live outside the service area of the counties already mentioned, you can pay to have a library card. It costs $30 per year starting whenever you register. There are no fines on materials checked out on cards for children under 16. You can have up to 75 items checked out at one time. Some interesting things you can check out with your card are state park passes, Discovery Museum passes, electricity usage monitors, Wi-Fi hotspots, and toys from our growing toy library. Come get a library card today.
Hey Erica, what are you reading right now?
I recently got the audiobook version of Behold the Dreamers by Mbolo Mwe, which is Oprah's summer book club pick for this summer. And it's about African immigrants coming to America and kind of figuring out how to blend in. And it deals with a lot of the things we're talking about or hearing about in the news right now. So race relations and economic problems and class disparities. And it's a really great immigrant story so far. I'm like 4 chapters in, but it's great. I'm also reading Kwame Alexander's new YA novel in verse, which is Solo. It's about a teen boy who is the son of a disgraced rock star, and he is very torn between family loyalty and independence as he approaches the end of his high school career. And so far, so good. I really enjoy Alexander's works, so I can't wait to read the rest of this. What are you reading?
Well, in theory, I am reading American War by Omar El-Akkad, which is a novel about a near future America set after a second civil war. I'm only about 10 pages in, but so far, it seems like it's going to be great.
Okay, what are some things that you've read recently that you really enjoyed?
I picked up Everybody Yoga by Jessamine Stanley.
Yeah, what's that about?
So she is a plus-size African-American woman who teaches yoga, and those are, she's not your, what you see when you see yoga represented in media a lot, right? You usually see very slim white women, sometimes white men. And so she talks a lot about being an outsider in the yoga space and making room for herself. She also gives a lot of great advice on how to create your own yoga practice, but a lot of it is about her struggle to, or how yoga has helped her to find her place, not only in
the yoga world,
but also how it's helped her cope with other parts of her life, which is really interesting. And she does it in a very smart and very accessible way, which is great.
Did it make you want to do more yoga?
It did, kind of. so I've dabbled in it. It's not something that's ever been like something I really enjoy. I don't like that sort of quiet thinking aspect of it, but it made me want to try it again.
Okay, scrolling through my Goodreads, I came across Everyone's an Alien When You're an Alien Too, and I know we both read that, so please talk to me about how awesome that book is.
I believe you're pronouncing that wrong. I believe it's
Alien.
By Jomny Sun, who is actually Johnny Sun.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's so good.
Jomny is an alien that's dropped off on Earth, and he has to meet a human, and he goes around trying to find a human and make friends and figure Earth out.
But he never actually meets a human. He just meets all sorts of Earth creatures, which he mistakes for humans, and who sort of teach him the meaning of humanity.
Yes. It's very sweet, and it's funny, and it has a lot of feels in it, so it will definitely run the gamut for you. But it's very, I believe you called it oatmeal-ish.
Yeah. Just the humor is perhaps not as adult as the oatmeal, but the art
is similar. And what was the other thing you compared it to?
Oh, The Giving Tree.
Oh, right. Yeah, it has a very beautiful tree story in it, and that he makes friends with a tree in a tree.
It's so good.
So definitely look into that one if you want a very accessible graphic novel to get you started on graphic novels. Looking at my Goodreads, I am reminded that I recently read a very great collection of poetry by an American Indian author named Layli Long Soldier, and it's called Whereas, and it was very powerful. She was inspired by the official government apology that was issued a few years ago by President Obama, and it caused her to reflect on how maybe for her people that didn't feel much like an apology or wasn't sufficient enough to make up for all of the atrocities that may have been committed against them throughout history. And she just tells it with such beautiful language, and it was really nice to hear her perspective as someone who is not a native person and may not know all of the history of the atrocities. So I highly recommend that.
Great.
If you're looking for a very simple and beautiful children's book, I highly recommend Blue Sky, White Stars, which is about the history of the American flag and it as a powerful symbol for America, interspersed with the diversity that makes America, you know, the great country that it is, the one that we all identify with, and, you know, what we want to show the world that we are. And it's got remarkable illustrations. It's just very, very beautiful.
Today, we're talking with Nita, the young adult librarian at Northside Library. Hi, Nita.
Hey.
Thanks for meeting with us. To start off, can you tell us what you do at Northside?
I'm primarily a teen wrangler and a makerspace maven, or I guess what's more conventionally known as a young adult librarian.
Awesome. And we know, but everyone else may not know, that you have a great makerspace area in this library. Can you tell us what's in it?
We have two studios, and one studio is our beloved 3D printer, which, fun trivia fact, is named Anakin Skywalker. And in our other recording studio, our other studio is a recording studio, and we have a keyboard and boom mic, USB mic, and a MacBook with recording software.
That's great. What types of programs do you do with the space?
So at the moment, patrons can reserve both of the studios. So with the recording studio, they can reserve it to use the equipment, play around with GarageBand, record themselves talking, singing, playing an instrument, or even taking piano lessons on GarageBand. The 3D printer likewise can be reserved by patrons who want to see it in action. No experience required. We will help patrons set up and start their print. I also do seasonal workshops about Tinkercad, which is a really basic CAD program. It's good for people who have no CAD experience whatsoever. And during this workshop, we go over the controls. They can design a 3D object, and then I'll later print it out for them. Doesn't take up any of the reservation slots for the month. But the program I'm super duper excited about is our new printing service. So last month, we launched a printing service pilot for our 3D printer. So now patrons can submit print jobs up to 8 hours each month per card. and we print it out for them, and they can just come by the team desk and pick it up. And we've seen that this has encouraged patrons who design their own 3D objects and makers who want to print parts for their creations to use our 3D printer more. And right now, print service is completely free while it's in the pilot phase, and the only downside is that I get to choose the filming color. Sorry, guys.
How many colors do you have?
We've gone through several. Right now we're on blue. I think we still have yellow, red, and black. So, Germany.
What is your favorite part of working with the makerspace?
When everything works. But it's really seeing all the creative ways patrons use the 3D printer. So we've seen people prototype ergonomic grips for crutches, finally getting to see the hedgehog flare they designed in Tinkercad in a tangible form. And we've even seen people use it to print the casing for a DIY diabetic monitor.
Wow.
Insulin monitor.
That's really cool. Since you are a librarian, you probably love reading as much as we do. What are you reading right now that you want to tell us about?
Well, since I am a teen librarian, I am naturally reading a children's book and an adult book right now. I am working my way through the Diary of an 8-Bit Warrior series by Kube Kid. Super duper adorable.
And what is that about?
I'm sure you've seen the glut of Minecraft novels set in Minecraft. This one takes a little bit of a different take on that genre than most. It focuses on the life of a villager whose town is being besieged by monsters, and he wants to train to be a warrior and, you know, fend off monsters from the city and not have to rely on the heroes that wander through, like Steve.
Oh, that sounds great.
I'm also working through Atlas Obscura by Joshua Foer and co. And I am reading a third book known as, it's the dinosaur version of the very short introduction to. I'm reading it mostly fall asleep at night, though. The author is all about those iguanodons.
Excellent. How do people find out more about what you do here?
They can just drop by or call the Northside team desk and have a chat with their friendly neighborhood librarian. They can also visit Northside's page on the library's website, jmrl.org, and find the direct link to our printing service where they can submit their prints.
Great, and we can include those links in our show notes, so Absolutely. If you're curious, be sure to check there.
If people just want to learn more about 3D printing in general and designing, what are your go-to sites? Where do you send them to learn more and practice and get a little bit deeper into this process?
To do more of the design side of things, we recommend going to Thingiverse, which has pre-designed objects that you can then tinker with. Cookie Caster lets you make your own cookie cutters. And Tinkercad, of course. And if you download something from Thingiverse, you can upload it into Tinkercad.
Yeah.
You know, Tinkerverse.
Right.
If you're looking for more advanced design software, Tinkercad may be too easy for you. We have had patrons submit prints that printed super duper well that were designed with Google SketchUp, 123 Design, and Blender. And if you just want to know more about how 3D printers work, we have several lovely books about 3D printers in our library.
Awesome. I guess I didn't realize that. Are they just here?
I think we have several across the system. I just know the ones here.
No, that's great.
I'm a regionalist.
Books didn't really cross my mind, so that's awesome.
For anyone not familiar with the term CAD, that stands for Computer Aided Design.
Have you personally designed anything awesome?
Oh, goodness, yes. sorry. I don't know where they've wandered off to, but a lot of the examples that we have out for people are actually things I designed. Like, I made a Deathly Hallows ring.
Oh.
I have adorable little snowman ornaments. I think there's one still at the adult desk if you guys want to wander by there and demand to see the snowman.
That's very cool.
Ho! An intentional pun.
Ah, snowman. Cool. I get it. Yeah, I meant that.
Anything else notable about the teen area in Northside? I know the library is fairly new.
Well, obviously the most notable thing is that it's the best one.
Is But you guys got an all-new space. I know you weren't at the old library, but the new library includes lots of computers, seating. What's in it for teens? Make them come visit.
Well, in addition to our fantastic fiction section and our massive manga collection, we have a game corner with a Wii with all the hot Wii games. We also have, you can borrow Ozobots to use in the room. So if you want to tackle coding from a different angle, they let you, code the path of the Ozobots by drawing a path in a specific pattern of colors. So it's kind of a different way to look at coding. We also have our lovely perch where teens can gather together and study or use as sort of their own version of the quiet room. And then, of course, we have our makerspace.
For those of you not familiar with the perch, that's where we're recording right now. It's a almost private meeting space that is connected to the teen area, but is separated by a door. So it's a great place for group study.
It's got windows on both sides. It looks out onto the parking lot and also into the main area of the library.
And it's on our beautiful staircase.
Only for teens?
Yes.
Okay.
I live in this room, so I'm like, I can't really think of...
Do you have any programs coming up for fall that you want to highlight?
So I am trying out a new program series this fall called Make. So it's going to be for tweens and young teens, 10 to 14. And it's combining STEM, so science, technology, engineering, math, with also a little bit more of the crafty side of life. So it's more of a maker oriented program. And so during the fall, we're going to make edible water bottles. I don't know if you've seen the Ohos. They have, it's kind of this gel ball thing that has water in the middle of it. So we're going to try making our own version of those. I don't know if I get in trouble by saying brand names. Whatever.
Just say trademark afterwards.
And we, that's going to, the next one after that is going to be making, electric lightning bugs, so some basic circuitry, make your own light-up bug, and we're going to end with the giving bunnies, where we're just going to make these, stitch up some adorable little bunnies and hide them through the library for patrons to find.
That's so cute. That sounds really fun, and they'll be able to sign up for that starting, is it rolling? Is it a rolling registration, or is there no registration?
Each one has its own separate registration.
So.
That's the face of, two-week registrations, 2 weeks before each day.
Keep an eye on the website for registration dates.
We also have flyers on Northside's team desk highlighting all the team programs at Northside that will have those dates.
You can also find information about all programs at all JMRL branches for all ages in our
programming publication.
Beyond the Books. Available at any library branch and online. That's all for us today. Thanks for listening. This podcast has been brought to you through generous support of the Friends of the Library. If you'd like to join the Friends or learn more, go to jmrlfriends.org. You can find the link in our show notes. We'll be back in 2 weeks to discuss programs happening later this month, including Welcome Week and Banned Books Week. Thanks for tuning in, and we're glad to be on the same page.
The sun's swimmingly.